Mark chapter 2. I vividly remember when Andres and Lolly visited my father, who was physically incapacitated and prevented from opening the door of his house. My father had fallen and was lying on the ground. From outside, they heard his plea for help and called 911. Firefighters broke the bars and the locks on the gates so that paramedics could come in and help him. Although hurt and stained with blood, my father's greatest concern was that they broke the doors. The four friends in this chapter did not think like that. In an unprecedented action, they made an opening on the roof to lower the paralytic so that their friend could be healed. Their priority was the healing of their friend, more than the damage to the roof. We can learn several lessons from the paralytic and his daring four friends. There are things we can't do for ourselves, like the paralytic. We need someone to help us. There are things we can't do alone to help others. We need a team. There are things that no one would do for us, only true friends. There are things that cannot be done conventionally, and we need to look for new alternatives, such as breaking a roof. There are things that no one can do but Jesus Christ alone, and there are things that God does that are much better than what we ask for or understand. Forgive our sins. As there were four friends, four attitudes were also manifested: compassion, love, unity, and faith. Four firm pillars of a solid life. Today, I pause to thank God for my friends who have been and are there for me when I need them. Friends that have time has failed to change their attitude towards me, and especially my friend, the Lord Jesus, because greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. John 15:13.